The next patient is William Shelton. The last name is S-H-E-L-T-O-N. William is the first name. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old white male patient of Dr. Maxwell. M-A-X-W-E-L-L. Who has a history of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a history of kidney stones. The patient had an acute kidney stone in the left kidney that is atrophic, but he required the treatment with retrograde and stenting that eventually had been removed. The patient is no longer catheterizing himself. He had a history of a stricture and BPH, and at the present time he is asymptomatic. He has a clearance that is around 50 mL per minute, and for reasons that are not clear to me, I don't have a recent laboratory workup. We are going to order the laboratory workup when the patient returns in the winter time. And we will reevaluate the kidney function and assess the left kidney as well. Number two, the patient has a remote history of gout, but he has kidney stones. The uric acid was requested is 4.4. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, vitamin B12 on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is treated with furosemide, and the administration of losartan, the blood pressure is systolic 108. It's very well controlled. However, there is evidence of a pitting edema in the lower extremities that is 2 over 4. We are going to cut down the administration of oral fluid to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Revaluation in November with laboratory workup.